Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for a series finale between the Shockers and the Tennessee Smokies. Time for today's pregame interview. And after a big-time win last night, I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shockers hitting coach J.J. Reimer. J.J., thanks much for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Excited to be here again. It was fun the last time, so looking forward to it.
How about last night from this team? 10 runs, 12 hits, and just a dominant performance from this lineup.
It was a fun night. I mean, sitting in the dugout, getting to watch these guys do what they're really good at, and kind of seeing 1 through 9 all do it on the same night is rewarding as a hitting coach. And you know how much that can fire up a team, and you hope that's kind of that next step that these guys need to take to finish out the first half of the season and then roll that right into the second half.
What impressed the most out of the lineup? Because not only was there a ton of damage from this lineup, hit 2 home runs, a lot of walks as well. You walked 10 times and 12 hits on top of that, and they threw in some stolen bases.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is going out and watching those guys execute our game plan. You know, we talk every single day. We're going over starters. We're going over relievers. And to watch those guys go out and actually execute, which to me is the most difficult thing to do, is actually go out and execute a game plan, is rewarding, because you see kind of the light bulb moment for the player when they're like, oh, my approach worked, and it set me up to have success, whether that's, you know, finding a way to get on base, taking a walk, getting a hit by pitch, or getting your pitch early in a count and taking your shot on it. And, you know, luckily it kind of all came together tonight and everybody was doing damage. But that's when you see that growth in their career and their professionalism. And as you go higher and higher, like, that execution and that detailed approach just has to come day after day.
Well, and here at the minor league level, it's the 6-game series. You're facing relievers 2, 3, 4 times in a week. Does that approach get easier later on in the week, or is that harder for guys when they're facing a guy for the second and third time?
You know, it's a game of adjustments. It's the pitchers are adjusting, you know, so we have to adjust with it. So sometimes it gets easier, sometimes it gets harder. You know, if it's a guy that maybe we had some success off, he goes up there with a different game plan, and we have to adjust. And our guys do a really good job of communicating, you know, when relievers are coming in, communicating with each other with, hey, what they saw, does it look any different tonight, what it did the night before? And, you know, that's the biggest thing, is like just the communication with that. It gives you that competitive advantage that you need, you know, facing these guys 2 or 3 times when they might be changing stuff on you.
This lineup also has to be happy with the sheer amount of damage they've been doing over the past few games. 10 home runs in their last 6 games, second most in Double A, tied for the 5th most in minor league baseball. And on top of that, it has been an approach that has seen this lineup get on base more than anybody else at the Double A level.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to the testament of our approach. You know, it's been something that we've battled all year. You know, we've ran into some tough situation with some tough environments. Our guys have shown the capability to do damage, but it just hasn't fallen our way. And, you know, the guys have done a really good job of not looking backwards or not getting down. You know, they've kept on the right path. And yesterday it came through, and I think we're starting to see that trend of, you know, maybe getting some things to fall our way, continuing to have the right approach of looking to get a pitch that we can put a good barrel on that we've been doing all season. It's just now kind of going our way.
On the mindset side of things, you said this is the lineup that's not looking backwards, they're looking forwards. How proud of you of that mental approach by the lineup? Because that is a very professional approach from guys here at the Double-A level.
Yeah, I think that's the culture I try to set here, and is like, we're trying to get you guys to the big leagues. Like, it doesn't matter what happened yesterday, it doesn't matter, you know, what your batting average is right now. It's like, it's about doing the right things day in and day out. And, you know, we have that fun clubhouse that, you know, these guys come into the cage and they're ready to work, they're ready to get after, make adjustments, kind of create that scalability in their approach, in their swing, so that when they do continue to climb levels, you know, they can keep pushing forwards and not kind of have to revert and start something new.
Lamar Sparks has also been a guy who's been putting in a lot of work, and it's been showing off in a big time way here in the month of June, hitting .345 in the month, 9-for-18 this series. What have you seen from Lamar the last few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, Lamar's put in a ton of work. You know, we had a session in the cage where we made some adjustments to what he was doing, just to allow him to see the ball a little bit better, let it get to the plate before he was being able to make his decision. And, you know, credit to him, he's come in, he's put in the work, he's asked the right questions, and ultimately, like, he's translated to the game, which can be the most difficult part. Is, you know, I always tell our guys, there's no hits in the cage. Like, you got to be able to take what we're doing in here and translate it at 6:35 when the game starts and the first pitch is thrown. And Lamar's taken that mindset and ran with it. He's done an incredible job of being very detailed in what he wants to do and how he wants to accomplish it, and it's paying off for him.
Carlos Rodriguez is another guy who not only has been terrific at the plate this year, but has been terrific against any pitcher wearing a Tennessee Smokies uniform. He's hitting .512 against them this season, which is just an absurd number for any player against a single team in a single season, much less after 10 games. What have you seen approach-wise from Carlos this season?
Man, hitters hit, and he's a hitter. You know, he finds ways to get the barrel to the baseball, and what he does at such a good rate is he finds ways to hit line drives. And he finds holes, and he's able, you know, it doesn't matter if the guy's throwing 102 up there or he's throwing 87. Like, Carlos is going to take a good approach to the plate, and he's got that hand-eye coordination that is just elite, and it allows him to put barrels on balls well, allows him to drive line drives through the infield and continue to terrorize pitchers. It's really fun to watch.
How important is he to a lineup like the Shuckers, who do not strike out much to begin with, but Carlos is a guy who puts a ton of balls in play and a lot of line drives, like you said?
Yeah, he's a table setter. He sets the table for the Bovies and the Wilkins and the Brownies and the Martinez behind him that can drive him in. So, you know, he makes their job a little bit easier and helps them kind of boost that RBI stat. And he kind of takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the lineup. You know, when you know that your first at-bat of the game when he's leading off is going to be a tough at-bat, and there's a chance that he's going to either hit you a double or a single, and if he gets a single, he might steal second base. Like, it takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the lineup.
It's been a lot of fun to watch. JJ, appreciate the time.
Thanks, Javik. Appreciate you.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shuckers Smokies coming up next.